BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The leader of the Greek populist left-wing party Syriza has told its final rally before Sunday's general election he will end austerity policies. Alexis Tsipras repeated his promises to write off half the country's international debt. Mark Lewin reports.
The man who's promised to set Greece free from austerity was rapturously received here in Athens. Alexis Tsipras said democracy would return to a country destroyed by diktats from Europe, taking aim in particular at Germany's leader. "We will not govern with those who support the policies of Mrs. Merkel," he said. Stressing the 25% unemployment rate here and massive pension and salary cuts, Mr. Tsipras said he would bring dignity back. His critics say his pledges are unfeasible and he risks taking Greece out of the euro by defaulting on its debt. But for those here, he's the only hope left for Greece.
There's been a favourable market reaction to the announcement by the European Central Bank of its most aggressive policy yet to stimulate growth in the eurozone. It's to use billions of euros each month to buy government bonds, a policy known as quantitative easing. Here's our economics correspondent, Andrew Walker.
The steps announced by the European Central Bank are aimed at one specific problem, deflation or falling prices, which could in turn aggravate the eurozone's weakness. But there's a wider malaise afflicting the region, one of slow growth and persistently high unemployment. The ECB chief, Mario Draghi, said that several countries need to press ahead with reforms to improve the climate for business and to make the jobs market work better.
The Yemeni president, Abed Rabu Mansur Hadi, and his government have submitted their resignations in protest at the takeover by Houthi rebels of the capital Sana'a. There are reports that Parliament has refused to accept the resignation, but Mr. Hadi said he could not continue after reaching deadlock in negotiations with the rebels. A Houthi leader has welcomed Mr. Hadi's decision and proposed setting up a presidential council to fill the political vacuum. The American Secretary of State John Kerry has said international airstrikes against Islamic State, known in Arabic as Daesh, have killed half of the group's leadership. Mr. Kerry was speaking at the end of a high-level meeting of the US-led coalition fighting the militants.
"We are taking out Daesh's fighters in the thousands thus far, single digits, but thousands. Their commanders, 50% of the top command has been eliminated. Hundreds of vehicles and tanks, which they captured, have been destroyed. Nearly 200 oil and gas facilities that they were using have been eliminated from their capacity to sell and get revenue from them. That's the infrastructure that funds their terror, as well as more than 1,000 fighting positions, checkpoints, buildings, barracks in Iraq and in Syria."
World News from the BBC. The Queen's second son, Prince Andrew, has publicly denied allegations that he had sex with an underage girl. Speaking at the World Economic Forum, the Prince said that, for the record, he reiterated statements that had been issued on his behalf by Buckingham Palace. 2 days of historic talks between the United States and Cuba have ended, with both sides agreeing to meet again. The discussions had focused on restoring diplomatic relations, but no date was set for the reopening of embassies in both countries. The Ukrainian president has been holding talks with his military chiefs after a sustained heavy attack by Moscow-backed rebels forced government troops to pull out of most parts of Donetsk airport. Petro Poroshenko said the meeting would discuss ways of stopping what he called the Russian aggression. The comet in which scientists landed the Philae probe in November is revealing clues as to how it formed 4.5 billion years ago. The body known as 67P is being tracked and photographed by the Rosetta satellite, 800 million kilometres from Earth. Jonathan Amos reports.
There are winds that rush across its surface, sculpting dust dunes. In other places, huge blocks the size of football fields are lifted by explosive gas and then dumped. But the key finding may be the duck's goosebumps, extensive areas of lumps and bumps all about 3 metres in size. Scientists speculate that these are the primitive icy blocks that clumped together in the very early days of the solar system to build the comet we see today. If that's true, it's a startling discovery, says Stephen Lowry from Kent University.
These objects formed at least 4.5 billion years ago. Where else in the solar system could you see physical evidence of processes that were happening that long ago, literally when the planets were forming? So it is very exciting.
BBC News.